4MT Mobile.
TFW Mobile, good afternoon.
Mobile returning. Yeah, good afternoon to you. Name is Mike. Here in Pickens, and well, almost in Pickens, but anyhow, just driving down Route 8, heading on home for the day.
Yeah, the name here is Ken, and I'm on 29, headed into Greer, headed to the house.
Well, it's a good time of the day to get off the road, that's for sure, because that area, I think, becomes almost like a parking lot here in a little bit, don't it?
They're going to get busy here shortly, especially if there's a wreck out on 85.
Yeah, it's one of the things I love about living out in the country. My commute, there's no traffic to speak of, so so that's always a good thing. We used to live in Raleigh, North Carolina area about 10 years ago. Man, I do not miss that traffic whatsoever.
And I've lived in Greer 25 years, and man, you can't even imagine the increase that it's seen in the last 25 years. And that, so where are you commuting from?
Actually commuting from Greenville. I'm a pastor here in Pickens, and I had a church member that had surgery, so I just finished up visiting with him and heading on home. So that's why I'm coming from the other direction today, coming from Greenville back into Pickens. Usually I'm just hanging out in Pickens, so but anyway, yeah, that's where I'm heading from.
I hope he's doing well after his surgery.
Hip surgery, hip replacement, partial hip replacement. It was a lot of pain, but anyway, he's a good guy. So, all right, well, I appreciate you coming back to the call, and like I said, I'm just kind of mobile here, heading back to the house, and this will be it for me today, going home and do some homework with the kids, I think.
Give me about 30 seconds. I'm going into a definite bad spot for me, and I'll get back with you. KN4 TFW.
4MT.
GFW, I should be back now.
T Mobile. Yeah, I'm still here. About three minutes away from the house or so. Once again, my name is Mike on this end. Hey, remind me of your name one more time. I'm terrible with that.
It's Ken Kilo Echo November. And it's easy for me because my brother's name is Mike.
That's helpful. All right. Well, very good, Ken. Good to meet you. I don't think we've ever talked before. I don't talk a whole lot on this repeater. Every now and then I'll get on it. But like I said, I'm out here in Pickens, so I kind of stay on the repeaters on this side and in 6 Mile. But anyway, yeah, they're redoing the roads here by my house. And, man, they've got these things a mess. They got all the pavement scraped up, and it rained the other day and just made the truck a complete mess. Anyway, once I get through this, I'll be up at the house.
Hopefully it'll be better for you. Yeah, I'm kind of a morning guy. You can catch me in the morning from like 5:30 to about 6:15, you know, during the weekday. And I'm hit and miss in the afternoons if I'm on the phone, but usually I get off at 4. I'm back home by about 4:45, something like that.
All right, well, yeah, I'm pretty much the same when it comes to the repeaters. My schedule's a little bit different, but you know, on the way into the office and on the way home, just put an HF rig in the truck. So I've been playing around with that this week. My son just recently got his license, so my wife let me put a mobile rig, HF rig, in the truck. We plan on doing some parks on the air here, probably beginning this Saturday. We'll see how that goes.
Get familiar with that. I'm a hunter for the parks. I ain't never activated one, but I like hunting them when, you know, in the evening and that, when I don't have anything that's pressing that I need to do. But HF is more of a wintertime and fall thing for me when I can't do.
That's all I've really done myself is hunting. This Saturday will be a first for me. We'll probably go out to Table Rock State Park. Or Caesar's Head. Well, wherever the wife wants to go, that's where we're going to go. She likes hiking, so the deal is we're going to go hiking, have lunch, and then my son and I will play and my daughter and her, my wife can do girl things, I guess, in the park, I don't know, whatever that is. But I thought it'd be easier to get started by just driving the truck on in than setting up an actual mobile rig outside of the truck. So that's what my son and I are going to try.
Have pretty good success at it up there. And tell him I say congratulations on getting his ticket.
Will do. He's 12 years old, and he gets on the air every now and then. He got bit by the DX bug, and so he likes being in the house shack chasing DX with me. I usually try to do that on the weekends or such. But he's a good boy. I'm very proud of him.
I'll listen out for him. What's his call?
Quebec 4 Oscar Juliet X-ray, but we just applied for a vanity call for him yesterday. A buddy of mine who just got his vanity call said it took about 5 weeks, though, so I don't know how long it's going to take, but we did the paperwork and paid the fee yesterday for it.
Maybe hopefully he'll get it. I decided that, I just keep mine. That was the one that they gave me, so I'm just going to keep it.
The only reason we're changing his is because we found, believe it or not, 8 call signs that are just one letter off from mine. Him and I will have pretty much matching call signs when it gets approved. According to that website, I've got the name of the website, there's 8 of them available right now. So we'll see what happens.
That'd be awesome. KN4TFW.
Hold up here at the house, so I'm going to say 73 to you, and appreciate the ride along, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. This is KX4MT, and I'll be clearing your final.
All right, you have an awesome rest of your day, and I hope it works well with you with POTA on the weekend, and look forward to catching you guys down the lot. KN4TFW.